the position we have as legislators. And that is a lot of our focus when we're not in session. When we're in session, we're grinding bills. And in this case, since we're in the minority as Republicans, we're stopping bad bills from moving forward and then trying to push good legislation as we've done and we've talked about here before. But while you're out of session, you're really engaging with those agencies as you're moving towards the next session. You're engaging with local groups that are engaged with those agencies. Right now it's fire season, so it's a lot of ODF work and U.S. Forest Service and BLM work. But we have a lot of fishing issues that we're trying to work through and so forth, especially over and the Coquille and Umpqua's here and so forth. And so it's a lot of constituent work during the time when we're not in session, and it's very, very rewarding when we're able to get some things fixed and really break through that red tape that's in the way for people to get things done.
Well, and a lot of times people, you know, you may have a regular job, you're very good at what you do and all of that, but you don't spend a lot of time dealing with what happens if something goes wrong with my license and DMV thinks I'm not me, or, yeah, you know, and so to have that pathway provided, because your alternative is probably a lot of time on the phone with, you know, trying to explain things versus your ability to say, you need to call this person or go to this link or whatever.
Well, really, what I mean, in this case, I had him send an email, you know, explaining the situation, send me his picture, because of course they took the photo of his brother when they, and obviously they are not the same person. And then I reached out to the legislative director for ODOT that coordinates ODOT and DMV, and was able to forward that information on with his contact information, and they deal with that. So, I mean, really, I encourage anyone out there that's listening, I mean, that's what we do. We are here to work for you in any shape or fashion when it comes to dealing with state offices and other issues. And so we do it on a daily basis. And hopefully, and 9 times out of 10, we're successful. I mean, I can't go get you a water permit. I can't get you a septic permit. I can't get you, cut through DEQ red tape possibly, but we might be able to find the pathway and the person that you need to speak to for the permit, and I can help you and walk through the process so that you can make sure that you can be successful.
You know, when you look at pathways, I am noticing that the pathway to the Umpqua Dairy Booth, we've been
continues
talking.
Continues to grow, yeah.
Yeah, it really is. It must be that time of the afternoon people get here. I'm not sure that ice cream is supposed to, no, I would presume maybe that all these people have already had lunch and this is their dessert.
It could be.
But it's fair week. I don't know.
I'm telling you. I mean, well, when I walked in, I didn't realize that it was free admission until 3 o'clock. So encourage everybody to get down here if they can before then.
Yeah, good point. We're going to take a break. More when we come back. State Senator David Brock Smith on Inside Douglas County. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. We're live from the fair on News Radio, 93.9 FM at 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, Lars Larson coming up this afternoon at 1. Mike Witter's Lawn and Garden Show with Douglas County Commissioner of Dirt at 4 o'clock. We're live at the Douglas County Fair. We'll be out here on Friday afternoon as well, talking to some 4-H and FFA kids about why they do what they do and what's coming up Saturday with the big auction and all the fun that's happening out here. In our booth, State Senator David Brock Smith. By the way, when you come out, we are on your way. If you are heading to a concert tomorrow night or the next couple of nights, as you head down that direction through the food court right by the Umpqua Dairy Booth with the really growing line out here. And we've got all of our radio stations and the news review represented out here as well. So a lot of opportunities to maybe even win something as well. So come by and check out the booth. State Senator David Brock-Smith in here with us this afternoon. One of the things more on the issue side is a decision in the last couple of days by the Oregon Secretary of State's office that impacts some of the Senate Republicans who did the walkout or whatever term you want to use for that in during the session. Talk about that. Kind of your response.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous partisan response. I mean, the plain language of the law that's in the Constitution that clearly shows, and we have opinions that state that it allows for the Senate Republicans to run for another term, not the term after. And so I'm sure you saw my leader, Tim Knopf's response to that, and I fully support it. And we will be challenging it, and we've been waiting. The problem with the challenge is we couldn't, and we've been actually pushing the new Secretary of State for this opinion because we can't challenge it until we have it. And so that challenge will be coming right away, and we'll be moving that through the court system as well. It's completely unconstitutional, and even the Democrats know it. We are hopeful that we'll be successful. But I fully support my colleagues and, of course, my Senate Republican leaders' comments on the this hyper-partisan position of the Secretary of State, and frankly, the Attorney General that helped him write it.
So, do you have any idea on the timeline? It seems like this, whichever way this goes, gets a little dicey when you start, you know, trying to formulate plans for next year, or if it's not successful, find other candidates.
So, we are working through that. The timeline is one of the reasons, again, why we pushed for this opinion as soon as possible. They did delay it, even though we've been asking for it for months, since the end of session. And we are hopeful that the challenge will probably come next week, and we'll start that process and try to expedite that as soon as possible as well. So there are we also have, of course, you know, Plan Bs and Plan Cs when it comes to those candidates. And I know that we'll be working together. I'm in a leadership role when it comes to our Senate Republican caucus on campaigns, and so I'll be a part of that moving forward. And just look forward to increasing the numbers in the that we have in the Senate so that we can actually make a difference when it comes to these decisions moving forward and frankly, stopping bad legislation from anything seeing the light of day, because that's the opportunity we have, is to grow the numbers that we have. We have 13 Republicans now, and there's 17 Democrats in the Senate. In the House, there's 25 Republicans and 35 Democrats in the House. And so when we can close those gaps and we can make a difference and have the opportunity to get into the majority and really bring those real values back to the legislature in not only stopping bad legislation, but being able to reverse bad legislation.
Do you have any thoughts as we look towards next year's presidential election, which appears to be probably another polarization-type situation from either side, though there's a lot of developments there that could change things. When that hits the national stage, what about the impact it has in Oregon in terms of sort of increasing the level of polarization?
Well, it depends on where you are in Oregon, right, Kyle? When it comes to Douglas County, it creates opportunities. But when it comes to Clackamas County, it's not the same, or Multnomah County especially. But you have different candidates in those positions as well. That have opportunities to be successful as Republicans in those areas. And so I think moving forward, I've been working with our leadership here, and we have opportunities where we can assist around the state in making sure that we can have Republicans elected statewide. There's a treasurer's race that's coming up. Treasurer Reed is termed out. he has announced that he's going to run for Secretary of State as a Democrat. There's an open seat for Secretary of State because of the resignation of Shamia Fagan and that huge corruption that occurred in the Secretary of State's office. And so I think Oregonians, those suburban moms, especially with some of the things that were happening in 2002, they do not want the Democrats to basically take their parental rights away. And so the pendulum always swings back. And what we need to do is work together to be one voice and letting everyone know that we can bring values, that those family values back to the legislature and protect your property rights, protect your Second Amendment rights, protect your personal rights in general, protect your family and your parents and your grandparents, and be able to have opportunities to move forward.
All right, State Senator David Brock Smith, thanks for being in this afternoon.
Thank you, and go, and
you've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.